Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time.
Yay!
Good evening, Steph.
Hey, Will.
How are you?
Really, really good, Will. And I have got a chicken dish to really sort of bring summer home. It's exciting, it's fresh, it's vibrant. We've got a risotto here. We finished it off with some fresh peas, fresh broad beans, and we've got a little bit of pea puree running through that. Then we've got some Lona Dairy goat's cheese, which is from East Yorkshire, some char-grilled lemon chicken, and I've finished off the chicken with a very thin shaving of fresh summer truffle, which is decadent. It's a fungi, and it's very, very expensive.
You know, it is so summery, this dish, isn't it?
It is. It's everything you love about summer in a bowl. Because, you know, you've got lovely bright coloured peppers and fresh peas and mint in there as well, Will. And I think mint with pea and mint are like strawberries and cream. They're just designed to go together. And this dish brings the best out of that.
Summer is fantastic for the food that it produces, isn't it? I mean, there's so much growing out there at the moment as we start the harvest.
It is. And I mean, today I was walking my dogs this morning and they're getting in
chicken is just beautiful. Sorry, Steph.
No, they're getting in all the harvesting. And I think when you look around, the land is groaning with so much lush green produce. And this is an exciting time of year. Great for tomatoes, great for peppers, great for fresh peas, broad beans, great for so many things. Gooseberries now, we should be eating those. Lots to eat.
And why have you thrown these ingredients together? Or should I say, why have you put these ingredients together?
Thrown them together. Will!
Sorry. I'm sorry, Steph. Why have you put these ingredients together?
Well, peas and broad beans really do go really well together. And pea and mint goes really well together. And then the Lona Dairy goat's cheese is creamy. It's not too goaty, that makes sense. Which sometimes goat's cheese can taste very goaty. This is very fresh and it's kind of citrusy. And I think that's why, you know, having a bit of fresh lemon zest there on the chicken is a great thing, because it brings the whole thing together. And then finishing it off, and if you look on the red pepper there, Will, we've got some shaved summer truffle, that black, very thin shaving of truffle. And that is something that, as a chef, I get excited about. But for your average person, summer truffle, you know, one truffle's about £80 to buy. They are decadent, expensive things. I wouldn't recommend that you get them, but you can get truffle oil, which goes really well in your risotto.
Indeed. So for somebody who's wanting to start and make this dish, just very quick, beginner's guide, where should they start to do this?
Right. The big thing with this is, first off, make your chicken stock, or you can use a stock cube if you wish. Get that bubbling away in a big pan of chicken stock. And then you're frying off some shallots, some garlic, frying that in a pan, adding your arborio risotto rice, and then you're feeding in gently the stock. You can put white wine in there if you wish. I haven't with this one. You're feeding in gently the stock, and basically the risotto starts to swell, and you're adding ladle by ladle slowly. And then there will come a point after about 12, 15 minutes where the risotto is starting to feel tender, and that's what they call al dente, with a slight bite. When it gets to that point, take it off the heat, stir in your pea puree, which we've made from some fresh peas with some mint, which is quite simply just peas boiled in water with mint blended together, and then that gives it that really vibrant green look to it. And then finish it off with the char-grilled lemon chicken and the char-grilled roast peppers.
Absolutely wonderful. And it tastes absolutely amazing. Steph, thank you so much.
You're always welcome.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stay FM.